You may have spotted a vending machine recently that instead of cranking out candy bars, serves up things like salads and tofu. It's the brainchild of an entrepreneur who recently introduced the Farmer's Fridge machines in Milwaukee. WUWM environmental reporter Susan Bentz looked into the concept and the place it might have in the local fresh food landscape.
Luke Saunders demonstrates the ease of extracting a jar of freshness from Farmer's Fridge. That's the name of his creation. This particular installation stands in the sun-drenched lobby of the Chase Tower, downstairs from WUWM.
And then there's the area where you pick up the food and the jar return.
Within the sleek machine is a collection of colorful salads and snacks. Selections shift with the seasons. The Chicago-based entrepreneur says the Farmer's Fridge in front of us looks nothing like his initial prototype.
The first ever fridge was actually in my apartment. It was like I went to Best Buy and kind of bought a refrigerator and filled it full of salads.
Saunders is an incubator kind of guy, but didn't set out to market from scratch food. After finishing college, he took on a variety of jobs, including a stint as a traveling salesman. That's when his entrepreneurial light ignited.
My biggest challenge when I was on the road was where I could find wholesome, delicious meals that was fresh and healthy.
He thought, why not build a business around his personal quest? About 36 refrigerated vending machine prototypes later, Saunders convinced a food court in downtown Chicago to test his creation. That was 4 years ago. At the time, Farmer's Fridge was butting up against established fast food chains.
It was right in between a McDonald's, a Dunkin' Donuts, and a Subway. It was the only place in Chicago that would take me because at the time, the idea that you could have restaurant quality meal from an automated fridge was like people were telling me it made no sense.
Starting up, Saunders fetched the ingredients, prepped dishes, and stocked the fridge himself.
Because frankly, when I started, the order was so small that I had to go to the produce place. So like I was sitting there in my Subaru at 2 a.m. waiting for them to load my car up.
Today, a staff of 80 makes the business hum. Some prep food, others deliver it to nearly 90 sites around Chicago, and now about a dozen in Milwaukee.
We manage 140 plus different ingredients using seafood that's been signed off by Monterey Bay. We actually make the food overnight and deliver it overnight.
There are snacks and salads, salmon niçoise to pineapple coconut chia pudding. Main course selections cost $8 to $10. Saunders passes along anything that doesn't sell within a day to area food pantries.
So 100% donated. That's been true from day one.
It's really appealing. It's fun to see fresh ingredients in a vending machine.
Local certified nutrition consultant Barbara Hyman saw a Farmer's Fridge for the first time earlier this week on the UWM campus.
This makes me happy. I want to do a little dance.
Hyman co-founded the Shorewood Farmers Market. She lives and breathes access to healthy, affordable food for all.
The three things I hear over and over and over again is, I don't have enough time, I don't have enough money, and I don't know how to use this food. I don't recognize it. It's not a skill that I was raised with.
She says Farmer's Fridge helps solve the preparation time challenge. According to Hyman, the only thing better would be if Milwaukee created its own version of the refrigerated vending machine.
Imagine urban farms growing that and then having people here that are trained in food skills putting this together and then creating delivery jobs.
Hyman might have hit on an unintended benefit of Luke Saunders' creation. He appears to be serving up equal portions of nutritious food and inspiration. Susan Bentz, 89.7, WUWM.